You're now listening to Red Saves the Black with Gina and Jared.
Bring it back or start it off. And Jared just blew in my ear like 3 times.
Yeah,
that last band was a band that I found and I liked so much that I downloaded it to my iPod, so thank you, The Eyes Have It. That was the band for letting me download your music to my iPod and listen to it.
All the cool bands let at least one song download.
So, what's that called? Website. The website's myspace.com/TheEyesHaveItMusic. And they're from Orange County, California. And the song's called Code Red. And when you listen to it on their MySpace, the Code Red Mountain Dew picture of it comes up next to the thing. It's kind of funny, and I was very excited about it.
And that's reason enough to listen to it.
Yeah, and it was for download, and I was just like, this is awesome, yeah. It was fantastic. And then I found this band after I went through, like, a plethora of bands that were, like...
Breaking out the big words.
Either horrible, or they were good, but didn't have a download. Like, I went through a trillion bands that didn't have any downloads. I was so pissed that I was just, like, hating life, and I just hated looking for music at that point.
So all you bands out there, if you want to get on the show, or pretty much any underground radio program that might exist... put one song at least on your profile.
Yeah, there is bands
that you can download
that literally would have like 10 songs up there, none of them for download. I was like, just put one up there, one for like something.
What's
just
even worse is the bands that you can sell your music through, like MySpace and Purevine.
So
now
frustrating.
They'll have no downloads, no songs that you can download, but then they won't have any songs you can buy either. So it's like, what are you doing?
I was like, fuck you
and
all.
Some people are like, it's about the music, and if we, you know. So all you bands out there who want to get heard on the underground, because unless you have tons of money, you're not going to get on commercial radio too easily, because apparently you got to pay to play there. Yeah. Make your songs downloadable. Just one. Sell the rest. Keep it going.
I was looking for bands for like hours.
Keep the underground
and I found
alive.
Like one band. And I normally find
See,
like...
You angered the machine again.
17 in like a matter of like a half hour. And I found like one band... in like an hour or something, and I was just like, this sucks, and then I stopped looking for music.
Remember when Purevine was like cool, and then they changed their format?
Yeah.
Confused us old folks on how to operate the internet.
No, it's because you can't do it that way, old folks. Whatever. I can figure shit out.
We are getting
I'm
lucky, though.
Apparently, I'm so angry right now. Like, right. I don't know. Apparently, I don't even know. I'm like,
you just pick up things that are throwing it around. Smash me in the head. Ah!
Plus I didn't hit you. I hit the bed.
Plus, we're getting lucky, though, because bands are contacting us now, which is always nice.
Yeah.
We actually had a band a couple weeks ago, a band that we played a couple weeks ago that actually followed up and was like, hey, did you guys play us? Because you said you would. And, of course, we did.
We did.
Because we're cool like that.
I thought you... Don't you tell people
we play us? Most of the time. Some of them will, like, contact me. And then MySpace sucks sometimes. See, if you email somebody or send a bulletin, you get, like, 20 messages back. You're like, oh, I have friends. And then it's, like, spam. Of like stupid stuff. Like, I saw naked pictures of your mom on this website.
Oh. That's fantastic.
Yes. That's fantastic.
That's fantastic.
I can't hear you.
That means fantastic. I can't hear you. Fantastic. I'm sorry.
What?
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 If we did what for like a half hour?
What?
I see the numbers just drop off the listeners.
Yeah.
Speaking of listeners, last week we were talking about how we were pushing to get over 10,000 friends on MySpace so it could be cool like all you kids out there.
You did it.
And we did it, so thank you for supporting us and joining, and feel free to send all your music-obsessed fans and underground bands and labels our way. Because when we first started doing this underground online... Stop showing me this receipt. For your... What is that? Lingerie?
That's not lingerie.
Oh, okay. So Gina's just like, here, let me pull out my bank statements and receipts.
I found this.
Because that's heavy metal
I
right there.
I found this receipt on my bed. And I was showing it to you because, look, it's from Maryland.
Oh, okay. Gina's a world traveler.
I am.
Here in Maryland, apparently.
For all you Maryland kids, I was in Maryland.
And by here, we're not there. But we do not have a band from Maryland to play.
Oh, you're right. That
sucks. That's the next closest. Here's one from Alaska that's close.
That's not close. That's like 3,000 miles away.
How about Rockland County, New York?
That's close.
There we go. So our next band is out of Rockland County, New York. Now, this band's like
what
old
band
school.
Is it?
The name of the band's Hollow.
Is that the band that...
They're like old school. They've been around since
92. Oh, yeah, I remember. At first, I thought they were kidding. And it said like, you know, some song 95, some song 98. And I was like, seriously? I was like 9.
And apparently, this band's actually planned their comeback in 2008 with a new album. So they've been at it a long time. So the audio quality is a little off because it is an old track.
I know how to say hollow in sign language.
But the name of the band, like Gina said, in sign language is Hollow. You can check them out at myspace.com/theoriginalhollow1992. And the name of the song is Crawl. We'll be right back. Yeah, so while that song was playing, Gina, who is learning and becoming incredible at sign language, taught me the word for hollow, followed by the word for sperm. So now I know how to say hollow sperm in sign language.
But, do it.
But you all cannot see that.
But do it. Just real quick, do it.
Do hollow.
Hey, that's wrong.
Stick your middle finger there you go. Yeah, hollow. So the band should be proud. Part of the symbol is the middle finger and for hollow. But that band was, in the words of Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force, freaking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, Carl from Aqua Teen Hunger Force, as, like, a metal fan, is the first thing that came to mind when that band was playing because, I don't know, they're old school. Because it's 2008 now, you know. And he's always talking about that band Dokken.
Dokken?
Some crazy, like, hair metal band.
Oh, Danzig.
Not Danzig.
Danzig?
No, not Danzig. Dokken.
Oh, okay.
Danzig's crazy, too. But in a good way.
Okay.
So she taught me hollow and sperm.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why.
Why not?
One of the first words I learned is when I took her book and I learned the word for intercourse. Because, you know, I'm 24 going on, like, 13. No offense to all your 13-year-olds out there that are like, oh, man, I don't know how to do that. What? Why are you laughing?
Because those 13-year-olds are probably more mature than you are.
Some of you probably are out there. There's probably 10-year-olds that are more mature.
This is true.
You got cousins that are like 7 that are probably more mature.
Yeah, you're right.
They're out solving the problems of the world. And I'm sitting here yelling at my microphone thingies.
Sperm, penis sperm.
I think for our next song, when we decide to play it, we should go out of the country.
What?
A look of confusion comes across Gina's face. I mean, we have bands from Switzerland and New Zealand here, and Alaska, even though it's not out of the country, but it's still up there in the middle of nowhere. Sorry, Alaska.
It's out of the United States. It's in Canada.
It's not part of the continental United States.
Remember the comedian, I forget his name, he was like, you know what my favorite thing in Canada is? Alaska. I was like, you're awesome.
But Canada's not in Alaska.
He was like, you know what my favorite thing in Canada is? Alaska. Because Alaska is attached to Canada, not the United States, genius.
I remember reading about a big metal band that was excited because they're going to play in Alaska for the first time. And that was quite a drive, I suppose.
Who was that comedian? Chris started real bad. Who was that comedian who was like...
Mike Birbiglia.
When you see you're in fifth grade, you see the map of the United States, like, here's the United States, and what's down here? Alaska and Hawaii.
And Puerto Rico's just off there, somewhere floating in the ocean, too.
Yeah, you know, we have a United States... I don't know what they're like islands, like they're ours, but they're not ours.
Well, you know...
That's a band name, ours.
Is it? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yes.
Oh, man.
You know what I need to do? I need to post up that picture of the most metal flower you'll ever see. Because we talked about that last week on the show, and we took a picture of it. And I put it up on our Podomatic website, redfacetheblack.podomatic.com. But I failed to put it on the MySpace page. But it's so metal that this flower is just like, all the metalhead kids will bow down to it.
No.
If they have a sense of humor, of course.
Yeah, if they have a sense of humor.
Which most of our listeners do, because they keep listening.
It's really just going to be dumb.
I don't know.
It is kind of just dumb.
Hey, it's a classic.
I love it. It's so dancing.
And speaking of pictures, I finally got around to taking a picture of our slightly famous red-faced black Bob. And Bob, if any of our original listeners from way back in the WXP College Radio days remember, is a character created by a street artist in Philly, and it's his little face, and his name's Bob, or William Will Rain, and this kid just draws lots of them, and puts them all over on stickers all over the world, and he was nice enough a couple years ago to make us a Red Face the Black Bob, and you're gonna have no clue what I'm talking about, but we'll post it on our MySpace page soon, and you can tell on the face, and if you've seen any stickers that resemble that,
yeah,
that's Bob.
There's RFTV Bobs all over the world. When I was,
Are there?
When I was in Italy...
It's not RFTV Bobs all over the world, but if it's Black Bobs.
Oh, there's Bobs. But
there's Bobs all over the world.
When I was in Italy, I was in Florence, actually, and my friend Stephanie and I, we went together, and we were going to, like, the public bathroom wherever we were, and I was, like, walking out of the bathroom, and Stephanie was just standing in front of it and, like, pointing at this thing. She's like, isn't this something related to Red Face of Black or something like that? And I turn around and there's this, like, Bob just chilling, like, sticker Bob chilling on, like, the wall outside of the public bathroom in Florence, Italy. And I was like, that's fantastic. And I took a picture and I was so excited.
It's classic, though. I still have the original Red Face of Black Bob. He's got a little lighter in his hand.
Yeah.
And he's got red tips on his hair. So I took a photo of it. I'm going to post it up. And we did, for a while, make stickers of it. Maybe I'll get off my lazy ass and do that. There are some Red Face of Black stickers in other parts of the world as well, which is cool, like Australia and Europe.
Yes.
And all that good stuff. But yes, Red Face of Black Bob. A lot of people liked him. We ran out of stickers and didn't make more.
Sorry.
But check them out on MySpace. I'll add it soon, hopefully.
Put your eyes down.
I put my head down or something, apparently, according to Gina. So after introducing you to Bob, we're going to play another song. And
you sound like a person giving a lecture. And first we're going to do this, and then we'll have our midterm, and then you'll come back.
And then we'll all headbang, bitches. Let's go to Switzerland.
Okay.
So this next band is out of Tessin, Switzerland. The name of the band is The Coming Fall. You check them out at myspace.com/thecomingfall. The track is The Gift. Once again, that band was out of Switzerland, and the name was The Coming Fall, with the track The Gift, myspace.com/thecomingfall.
I'd just like to mention that Jared stuttered right there.
It's just a stuttery. I didn't stutter.
Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, it's just a stutter. Mention that. Don't worry.
I'm microphone shy.
It's just funny.
So while that song was playing, we were trying to locate the Bob Will Rain website, but the artist used to have one, but it's no longer existing. But if you go to Google and type in Bob Will Rain, a lot of websites like robotswillkill.com will come up, and you can check out all the Bobs, because it's cool little art, and there's a Red Face of Black Bob out there, and you'll see it on the MySpace page of us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also like a whole network of graffiti artists and characters out there that are all vandalizing in a good way. And Gina's staring at me incredibly closely. And I guess you couldn't call it vandalizing. It's more like art. Gina actually has a female Bob on the wall next to us here. But I forget what the name of the female Bob is.
Oh, yeah, Roberta.
Roberta, yeah. Bob the crossdresser. Bob Berta.
Bob Berta.
Stop sitting so close to me.
I'm staring at you.
This is disturbing.
I know.
But we're doing a show. We're recording.
I know.
And rock
it's
and metal
funny.
And
funny. It makes you
hardcore.
Uncomfortable. Because you're like, WTF.
Exactly. Because mm-hmm. the microphone's over there.
Yeah.
Yes. This makes for quality programming.
Right. This is not quality programming.
Is it ever, though?
No, not really.
Is it better than commercial radio?
Yes!
Like, I tried to, like, keep walking up, getting whatever.
Better than commercial radio? Because there's no commercials?
I suppose.
It's not the same songs over and over and over again?
At least I can turn on the radio in the car.
Hey, back at WXP, we had to do 2-hour shows. As long as we do 4-hour shows.
We got a new,
New what?
A new station in Philadelphia that replaced Y100 after, like...
The rap?
After, like, years... No.
Hibbity-hip-hop, hibbity-rap.
104.5. The one that has, like... A commercial that lasts a minute, like, every hour, and that's it. Do you not listen to it? WRFF?
Well, of course the big radio stations have to get rid of commercials. They gotta compete with, like, the little guys, and they gotta try to,
No, it's a new... It's, like, the new Y100.
The one that's run out of college?
No, it's 104.5.
Y100 rocks?
No, go to your radio station. Go to
no,
your
don't,
little
cause...
thing. And not them. Well, they can too, but you.
Me.
It's 104.5. You've never heard of that yet?
That sounds like a something my mom would listen to.
It's the new Y100.
Oh, that's
it's
good.
It's alternative music.
Oh, good for them.
How have you not heard of this? It's been around since July.
I don't know.
Where have you been for the past like 7 or 8 or 9 months?
Doing the show here? Paying attention to the underground?
You're dumb.
Not what some big radio stations doing?
It's not a big radio station.
It will be. Hopefully.
It's like
Maybe.
A computerized person. I think there's one person that sits there and is like, thanks for listening to 104.5. Now here's your music.
So it's revolutionized
They're
internet
like
radio?
Making fun of all the other radio stations because they suck.
Well, that's cool then.
I know. I told you.
That doesn't make any sense. I thought 104.5 was some like... Top 40 station.
No, they changed it.
They changed formats like every other day.
I know, but they changed this to... Since
Y100 like people change their underwear every other day.
Y100 went into some rap station. They changed 104.5 into, like, the new Y100. It's alternative rock.
Remember, kids, change your underwear once daily.
Jared's so annoying.
And on that note, we can play a final song.
And now I can punch him in the balls.
Well, I got it after a while. So they just bought that band so they could put up and make fun of all the other stations.
They didn't buy any band. What are you talking about?
The radio FM band? The tuner band?
Oh, that band.
104.5? Yeah. Yeah, what the... We'll buy a band. It'll be called The Internet.
It is called The Internet.
And it'll be free. With 0 commercials per hour. I get it now. So they're just doing it to be like, screw the big radio stations.
Yeah.
We're big now and we're going to screw
and
it.
And we're going to play good music that you didn't have because they took your Y100 alternative music away.
Good, they should syndicate us on that station. And silence from Gina.
They don't even have a morning show. They have nothing. They just play music. They don't even have a DJ. They have like
So they're starting out.
No, they're not. Their whole point is to not have a DJ because you're not there to listen to, like, crap. You're there to listen to music, and that's it.
So how...
It's not...
So should we just shut up and start playing, like, 10 songs a half hour?
No, but I'm not saying that's what we are. I'm saying that's what that is.
Maybe we're just getting started?
They are just getting
I
started.
I find hard to believe that there was somebody who paid, like, $200,000 to buy...
Do you want me
frequency.
To turn it on right now? It's on all the time in my car. You drive around with me like it's
oh,
your
is that
job.
What that is? Because
you don't have a car, so you're always in my passenger seat, and I always have that on.
I'm pumping the ride known as kicks. My 2 feet.
No, you're pumping the... What did you say?
What?
No, it's septa.
And that sucks. And on that note... We're going to end the show with a band out of Ventura, California.
I quit.
This band actually contacted us, and they're pretty good.
I quit life.
And we enjoy them, so maybe you will as well.
We don't enjoy Jared.
You can check them out at myspace.com/ashatteredhalo.
Especially when his skull is...
And that is also... Like, stop pushing my skull.
Berlin.
What? How's my skull like the Berlin Wall? The people in Berlin might find that offensive.
No, wait. China? What's the one with the wall? The Great Wall. China. That's what I meant.
Oh, they
Sorry.
Tore down the Berlin Wall.
I know, but that's in Germany.
See, now the people in China might get offended.
I'm not... No, it's a big-ass wall.
So you're getting my head's a big ass? So So anyway, this last band is A Shattered Halo out of Ventura, California. The name of the song is Texas Funeral. MySpace.com/A Shattered Halo is the site. Check out Bob O'Rain. And thank you for tuning in and supporting the underground.
I feel like my cue drops every time I try to explain something to Jared.
And now Dean is going to go explain stuff to me and smack me in the face. See you next week.